Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simin Kuf Lamed Vav. We're going to talk about who receives an aliyah on Shabbos and Yontif. Says the Mechaber, Kuf Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph, 1 Simin. The Shabbos v'Yontif Yom HaKippurim Korim Achar HaLevi Talmidi Chachomim HaMemunim Ala Tzibur. So on Shabbos, Yontif, and Yom Kippur, after you call up the Kohen and the Levi, so then you call up Talmidi Chachomim, who are appointed to lead the congregation. Ve'achareihem, after them, Talmidei Chachamim haru'uyim l'manos on parnasim ala tzibur. So you call up the Talmidei Chachamim who are fit to be appointed as leaders for the congregation. And what does that mean? Says the Ramah, Shesho'alem oso devar halacha b'chol makom va'omer. That you can ask him a halachic question in any area and he's able to answer it. Ve'acharkach, after them, comes who? B'nei Talmidei Chachamim sh'avoseh memunim ala tzibur. The children of the Talmidei Chachamim, the Torah scholars who are appointed for the tzibur, v'acharkach rashi knesios v'chol la'am. And after them, so then you appoint the people who manage the shul and also the rest of the people. So how important is this prioritization of Talmidei Chachamim for Aliyos LaTorah? In footnote 1, it's quoted from the Prima Gadim in his Hakdama to Simin Mem Zayin, the Halachos of Birkas HaTorah, that when the Gemara Nedarim Pei Aleph Amad Aleph says that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because Lo Berchu Batorah Tchila, because the people were not careful about making the Birkas HaTorah, what the Gemara really means to say is that they did not pay proper respect to the Talmidei Chachamim to prioritize them for the Aliyos. They didn't give the Birkas HaTorah to the Talmidei Chachamim to say. So the Prima Gadim says that that is what the Gemara has in mind. Quite the statement for the prioritization of Talmidei Chachamim for Aliyos. So why does this halacha apply on Shabbos and Yontif and Yom Kippur? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Aleph, Shekorin Harbe, because on those days you have a lot of Aliyos. You read the Torah very much. Mishnah Berurah Sif Beis, Talmidei Chachamim HaMemunim V'chulei. What do you do if there's no outstanding Talmud Chacham? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Tziv Beis, Kasav Maharil, quotes from the Maharil, Mitzvah Likros B'yom Tov Anoshim HaMa'amidim HaKihilo. You call up on Yontif the people who maintain the shul. Fikach Him Kod Min Akol Im Ein Sham Talmud Chacham Muflok. If there's no outstanding Talmud Chacham, then the people who maintain and sustain the congregation, they're the people who should be called up first. The Prima Gadim also quoted in footnote 1 says that in Amaaretz, even if someone's in Amaaretz, if he's very wealthy, he's respected, he contributes a lot to the shul, so he can precede a Talmud Chacham as long as the Talmud Chacham is not a Talmud Chacham muflag, as long as he's not a very outstanding Talmud Chacham. So the Shulchan Aruch said that after the leaders of the Talmidei Chachamim who lead the people, so then you call up the children. Why do we call up the children? It says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Gimel, Shemechuyavin lechabdom b'shvil kvod avosam. You have to honor the fathers, by calling up the children. Sheyesh b'zeh kavod la'avos. And the Rav Yosef Engel in Gilyoni Hashas Gittin Daf Samach Amid Aleph, quoted in footnote 2, so he says that this is true, even if the children themselves are not engaged in Torah study, even if the children are not on their path to becoming a Talmud Chacham, nonetheless, it's a kavod to the fathers to call up their children. There are any exceptions to this halacha? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Dalet says as follows, V'achakach ha'sheich nesios, v'chol zeh mayri b'mekomos she'ein mocherin ha'mitzvos. This all applies to shuls that do not sell the Aliyos, Elo Sha'omid HaMemuneh V'Kori Lefi Akavod. Rather, the Gabbai gets up and he calls up according to each person's requisite honor and dignity. Avol B'Mekomo Sha'mochrin HaMitzvos V'Nofel HaMos L'Tzdaka. In places where they sell the mitzvos, they sell the Aliyos, and the money is going to go to Tzdaka. So Kol HaKona Osam Yashlo Rishos L'Chabi L'Misha Yirtzeh. Anybody who purchases the Aliyah has the right to give that honor to anybody who he would like. Umilvad Sh'yikra L'Chol Echad Afi Chavodah. He should still pay attention to the honor and dignity that is required, so he should choose from people who are deserving, but he has the right to choose whoever he would like. Shelo yavo lidei machlokas. He still pays attention to the honor because he doesn't want to start some strife. Gam yikra ha-chiyuvim sheze lo machulo. And in addition, another exception is that chiyuvim always get alios because when the shul runs a sale, so it's not like the chiyuvim give up their right to the alios. The chiyuvim always maintain their right to the alios. How do we practice bizman hazeh nowadays? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Hei v'chol ha'am. V'achshav no'agu she'gedol ha'tzibur hu ha'mesayim ha'sedra. Nowadays, the practice is that the greatest person in the shul is the one who receives the last aliyah. There's a lengthy discussion about what exactly is the choicest aliyah of all of the different options. In footnote 4, Mishnah Berurah Taf Chaf Ches Sif Yud Zayin implies that Shlishi is the best Aliyah, and the Chazon Ish apparently would receive Shlishi except for the Shabbos prior to his Yortzeit and for Parsha Zachar when he would receive Maftir. There are others who say that Shishi is the best Aliyah. The Kaf HaChaim, and this is rooted in more Kabbalistic sources, the Kaf HaChaim says that Shishi is the best Aliyah, and the Gra apparently would receive Shishi every Shabbos, and he would receive Maftir for the Arba Parshios. And then there's certain particular Aliyos, like Shiras Hayam in Parshas Beshalach, or the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro and Voice Chanon. So the Chida writes that those Aliyos are also particularly choice Aliyos that we would like to give to the greatest person in the congregation. Continues the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Hei, Kosav B'tshuvas Mara Mintz Simin Vav, B'makom Shenagu She'aparnos Hu Oleh, Eino Rashai Limchol La'acher She'yikra B'mekomo. If the practice of the shul is to call up the appointee of the congregation, the leader of the congregation, so then he cannot forego on his honor to have somebody else get the aliyah in his place. So we'll see more of these halachos later on. The Primer Gadim says that which some kihilos have the practice to call up an Am Haaretz prior to a Talmud Chacham based on age. So they'll call up somebody who's elderly, but he's an Am Haaretz prior to a younger Talmud Chacham, Lav Shapir Avdei V'Isurehu. That is not the proper thing to do. And that should not, that's inappropriate. The Bir Halacha has a longer discussion about all of the different chiyuvim and their rights to aliyos based on their various circumstances. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we will continue with Simin Kuf Lamed Zayin. Have a wonderful day.